When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I'm joined by my company for this week. Hello, Dad. It's so lovely to see you once again.
Happy to be here.
You are back by popular demand. It's been a minute since we've had you on the pod. Last time you were here, we had the famous Terry's Top 10 Tips, and we're back with, you're in a different setting today. You're
in the
summer setting. We're up at the lake house. It's a beautiful Sunday. We are sitting in our game room, and we have so many neighbors walking by that I feel like we're putting on a show for them.
Yeah, it's a small audience. Yeah.
Exactly. So we have a little bit of an outline that you've given me a piece of paper for our points that we're going to talk about today. I love how organized you came.
Well, for all of those listeners who have paid attention to me, which is really important to me, they might know about my little speech and debate background.
Yes.
Right. And then so in speech and debate, for those listeners who don't remember, I was on the best extemporaneous speaker our high school ever had.
Right,
which
right.
is something we really don't tell the world.
Right, so niche.
Yeah, very niche, very niche. But anyway, in extemporaneous speaking, you were given a question and you had 30 minutes to write and memorize and deliver a speech in 7.5 minutes or less. And then you were graded. And in that, you had a program. So you had an introduction, a little joke maybe, and then you had 3 points you would speak about and then a conclusion. So today we have a little introduction.
Are we treating the podcast like a
yes.
speech and debate?
We are very on point today. We have three topics, which you can announce after the bows and lows if you'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I looked at it, was I wanted to
Wait,
come.
This is so funny, guys. We're actually going to learn a lot today. So buckle up on this Monday morning, ladies, because Terry's come with an agenda. Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm reading some of these things. This is so intense.
So what? So now you're the host. So what are the...
So the first number on the agenda for today's topics, that was the heading, is our bows and lows. So starting off, as we always do with myself and the guests, what is your bow and what is your low?
Yeah. So minor point, but if this were a speech and debate contest...
Oh my God, but it's not.
It is. You would announce all of the points.
Oh, do you want me to announce all
yes,
the points?
Yes, so here's what we're going to talk about today. And let's get into the first one.
Wait, but I'll just counter that for a second. What if I say the points and like the person listening to the podcast doesn't like the points and they turn it off?
Yeah, but they're gonna like the points.
Okay, well I'll check our retention rate after I read
yes.
these off. All right,
yeah.
So for today's topics, the first we're going to start off with bows and lows, followed by new things I am using. Is that what that says?
New things I'm using, new things I'm learning. Yep.
Okay. Not new things that Emily is using. That would be Terry.
Right.
Number three. Is so unhinged. Number three says artificial intelligence.
It's topical.
Okay.
It's something we need to address.
We're going to talk about artificial AI today.
Mm-hmm.
And number four is the value of gratitude.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that is today's agenda. If you're joining us on audio or video, that's the outline for today. So, you know, if any of those topics interest you,
which they should,
we're going to be speaking about them today.
I bring a level of intensity when I show up.
So intense, but it's like funny because we're not intense on this podcast at all, which is what makes it why we have you on and why you're such a value.
It's why I'm not on every week.
We got to mix it up because our audience wants different things. But I do think that when you come here, everyone learns a lot. I was just recently out with one of my dear childhood friends who listens to the podcast very avidly, and she has just graduated and she has memorized your Terry's Top 10 Tips.
She's part of this week's podcast.
And she has been doing... Is she? Is,
oh,
she
yeah.
Is.
She's already in there on artificial intelligence.
So I know that there are people out there who really take these to heart. We're going to start with the first point on our agenda, which is our bows and lows, since you're the company.
Well, no, you're the host. You want to start? I feel like I shouldn't...
Oh, what my bows and lows are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my low for this week would probably be, I just think it's been quite hot here in Ohio. Nothing too crazy. It was a lovely week, but the heat and the weather have, you know, I always love talking about the weather, but it was raining. There was like basically a huge storm the other night, which was wild. So, and then mixed with the heat, I feel like it's kind of been up and down. So that's the only low that I have for this week. My bow was just coming off the heels of a wonderful trip. I was in Boston last weekend. That episode was recorded before I left, but if you follow me on other social channels, I am sure that you have seen me covering the event. But it was honestly just such a memorable, fun, and honestly, like, kind of a goal of mine to do this influencer trip. And I'm so happy that the girls' trip made it out of the group chat, and it was just a great time in Boston. We had a really fun weekend. So those are my bows and my lows.
So to touch on both of those, aren't we happy we don't live in Texas?
So happy we don't live in Texas.
I mean, all we read about is how bad the weather is. I mean, it's a little bit hot here, but we are becoming the weather of South Carolina.
It's so true. One of the, Louise, who I was on the trip with, she lives in Dallas, and she showed up to Boston and she was like, this feels so cool. And it was even really, I thought it was toasty in Boston. But it's like, yeah, I can't even imagine the Dallas heat.
Oh no.
For the summer.
Yeah. When I got out of the car a couple of days ago here, it felt like I was getting into a steam. And then I was thinking, what if we lived in Texas or Florida?
Yeah.
It's terrible. We are going to be the place to be on the North Coast by fresh water.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. And it doesn't really snow. It'll snow a tiny bit before Christmas. It used to snow before my birthday, which is October 24th for all those listeners. When I was a kid, it used to always snow.
Yeah.
And now it barely snows a tiny bit before Christmas and then maybe January, February, but not a ton. The weather's clearly changing and it's benefiting us. So I'm sorry for all your listeners in southern climates, but you should move to Ohio.
Is that why it's raining so much this
summer?
Could
be, yeah.
I feel like July is never a rainy month. I would definitely say like June is to me, it's still gearing up for summer, but July is always quite dry.
I think everything's just shifted. I think our summer doesn't really start now till mid-June.
Yeah.
And then it goes to like September, October.
Oh, it'll be warm through October.
You're wearing shorts in September.
For sure, September. September, I almost feel like could be one of the hottest months of the year, especially here.
Yeah.
Like, because when I would go back to school, I feel like I wasn't wearing fall clothes until like mid-October.
Which is such a bummer for you and your sisters and mom, because you guys love fall clothes.
We do. We do love fall clothes.
Yeah. Riding boots.
Hard. Yeah. Oh, well, the riding boots we no longer do, but that was a good blast from the past.
You guys used to always wear riding boots.
Riding boots were still a thing because was our little uniform. We'd do the jeans, the riding boots, the Oxford with the sweater on top.
Are they no longer a thing?
In other forms they have taken on, but not... Usually you wear like a taller boot, something that kind of passes over the knee, but not that under the knee, kind of like mid-calf riding boot anymore. Those were good times, though.
Good times.
Yeah.
You all had them.
We all had them, yeah. They were just so easy. You didn't have to think about it. And then you were like covered and warm. Now sometimes with a booty, you have a sock situation. I'm not going to talk about winter, you know, quite yet because we're still, I mean, look outside. It's just absolutely beautiful. Actually, after this podcast, we're probably going to have a little bit of a beach day.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is so exciting. So but
I would just say that the fall was the favorite clothing time for mom and you guys. So it's all being pushed back. So here's a big endorsement for Ohio. Move here.
On the North Coast.
Because it's great weather. I mean, today's 81 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. A little bit humid. But it's not 115. We're not cooking eggs out on the driveway.
Yeah. I mean, I even thought that Boston was very, very hot. Now, it was different because I feel like we were in a city and it was, you know, crowded. So that just kind of like adds to it all. But yeah. What were we talking about?
So, and then finally, I get tired of people like, oh, well, it's really cold where you live. Yeah, but I can go outside in January. Whereas if you live in Phoenix, you can't go outside.
Yeah, that's so true.
Right. So stop. It's better to be here. and then your Boston trip was great. I almost feel bad like this podcast should be about the Boston trip.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I feel like we did talk about it so much beforehand, and I have a really detailed vlog that I would encourage all of my listeners to go watch that's been up for about a week now.
Where would they go to watch that?
On my YouTube channel.
Which is?
EmilyOboz.com/YouTube.com.
There we go.
I think. And that's also where you can watch the video portion of this podcast. I put that also on my channel. So I documented a lot because I really wanted to, you know, make sure that everyone felt like they were on this trip with us because we were all super excited about it. But I just think it's so wild that we've all followed each other on social media for so many years and, you know, are now good friends in real life because of this. And we are so similar, but all come from different states. Two are from Buffalo. Louise is from Dallas and Franny lives in New York by way of Milwaukee. And we just all have so many things in common. And it was a blast. It was overall a blast. We kept laughing and pretending that it was one of our bachelorette trips because Franny kept wearing like white outfits. So it was like Franny's bachelorette. And then like I had like a blue and white set. So then it switched to me. So, you know, just like fun little jokes that kept happening throughout the weekend. But worth planning. We want to do a fall trip. Speaking of the weather, we want to do like a fall girls trip somewhere. Kind of make this like a thing.
Oh,
seasonal.
Yeah. So on all those people that are thinking about picking you guys up as influencers for trips, you're open for business.
Yeah, yeah, honestly. We want to go leaf peeping somewhere on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like in New Hampshire or Vermont?
Yes, it's exactly what we were thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Which won't happen until like November, December.
Well, right, it'll be pushed back. I mean, could be December for all we know.
What do you care, right?
Yeah. Another really fabulous little spot that I just wanted to highlight when we were in Boston, we went to, it was called Beacon Hill Books and Cafe. And we went to Tate twice, which is like the main coffee shop that's only based in DC and Boston, and it's really cute. It's like, you know, just quintessential, you have to go there. So, but we went to Beacon Hill Books and Cafe because Louise actually lived in Boston for 6 months right after she graduated college, so she kind of knew some spots. It was the cutest thing ever. It was a coffee shop on the bottom, and then it was a bookstore on like the top, and it was decorated very much in like the coastal Serena and Lily. And we were in there, girls, if you're listening, we were in there for so long running around taking pictures. Everyone was like, we want to live here, we want to move in. So that was definitely like a really highlight of the trip. So if you're going to Boston, I feel like everyone always goes to Tate, which we loved, but definitely check out Beacon Hill Books and Cafe.
Little shout out for the small bookstore, independent bookstore.
Yeah, all right. It was so charming. We really liked it. Had cute wallpaper. Nice. And they had like cute little children's section.
You should somehow tag them or tell them.
We did. Okay, we were like, okay, yeah, it was such a quiet place. And then the five of us came like barreling in, and we were coordinating in green and pink that afternoon. So we looked like quite the crowd. I'm trying to think what other funny things. On Saturday night, we went to this wonderful seafood dinner on the water side. It was called Nautilus Pier, and it was in Seaport, and we had like all of these courses, which was amazing. And then afterwards we went to Cisco, which was kind of like, think truck park vibes.
Oh yeah,
but like the East Coast version. So it was like in the middle of all the buildings in Seaport, and there's actually a location on Nantucket as well. So that was super fun, and we were just having a ball. And then afterwards we went out, and I think that night I went to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's probably how you hurt your feet.
Oh my gosh. I was actually watching Louise's vlog, and she also has terrible blisters, but I came home on Sunday. My feet, they're now recovered, but they were wrecked. I had so many blisters. Because I was in heels all night that weren't really comfortable to begin with. And then it was hot, and then we were dancing. So you know how it goes. But I was committed to my look, so I had to wear the heels.
I gave you a foot massage, and I was like, wow, these are in rough shape.
I know. And I'm always like, I feel like we're kind of like, the three girls are very prone to blisters just in general. But it was crazy. And then we all flew back home last Sunday, and I arrived home. You guys had a dinner party, but we were really sad to leave each other. Honestly, uh-huh. It was kind of sad. We didn't want to go, which I feel like it's always a good sign.
That was your bow and your low.
Yeah, it was my bow and my low. But it was nice knowing that like we'll probably see each other again soon. And like everyone's just, you know, still stayed in contact and texting. So anyway, I'll probably think of other little random bits from the trip. That was kind of like some of the highlights. And again, go watch the vlog if you want to, you know, see the visuals.
I'd like to go leaf peeping. So if there's any Peter Millar.
I'd like to go leaf peeping.
Like in Peter Millar.
We all. I know it's I was looking forward to that. We have to kind of brainstorm where we went, because we started planning this trip like probably, I want to say, beginning of May we brought it up. So it took some time. And the Colonnade is where we stayed in Boston, and they hosted us, you know, for the weekend, gave us our hotel rooms, took care of meals and stuff. We tried to go to the Red Sox game on Friday night, and it was, speaking of the rain, torrential downpour, like flash flooding.
Right.
We were there for like 5 minutes, and then we left, and we went to like an oyster bar, and we just sat there. But yeah, we had a pool rental.
Wow.
The hotel has a beautiful rooftop pool, gave us a cabana, and that was really, really fun. We had these really good frozes.
So what's my low for the week? I hurt my arm.
You hurt your arm? How?
I hurt my arm lifting.
Oh, so brought on by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's be clear, I have no tolerance for pain. So it's like a 0.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have KT tape in my pocket that I'm putting on after the podcast.
Yeah.
And I have been icing it. So that would be mellow.
Oh, you really hurt it?
Not really.
But okay.
I just know that if I stop now, it won't get worse.
Oh, okay. So you're taking like a little break from the lifting, perhaps?
Yes. Yeah. Right.
And what are you doing instead?
We're going to get to that.
Oh, okay. I don't want to jump ahead.
Little teaser. And then my bow would be my golf outing that I played in this week.
When did you play in a golf outing?
Played a golf outing on Monday, and it's my high school's golf outing, and I played with three of my grade school friends, and we see each other at this point kind of once a year, and we had a great time playing in the golf outing, which is kind of fun. It was a scramble, so it wasn't really that serious.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's fabulous. I do now actually remember getting that picture. That was on like Wednesday?
Monday.
Wow. Yeah. That seems like it was, that flew by. That
and
was
one of the guys in our group had the long putt and he didn't stay to get his gift certificate.
Oh.
And he said I could have it and he won $100.
No way.
Yeah. 34 foot putt.
Wait, was this, so this was for your high school?
My high school. Yeah.
So were we raising money for something?
It was the Tom Cook golf outing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were. Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's always good to golf for a cause.
Yeah. No, so it was for the high school.
Of course.
Right. Yeah. It was for the high school. But it was, yeah. And we didn't win, but we did win long putt. It doesn't matter. We had a really good time.
That was a cute picture. Now this is all coming back to me of the four of you.
Yeah. So that we were friends from grade school. One of the guys is a friend of mine from nursery school.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
No, it is crazy.
I mean, literally, we met each other when we were four or 5 years old.
Isn't that so funny?
Yeah, I wish we saw each other more. I mean, I see each other a lot. We see each other a lot, but we do make an effort to play in the golf outing. Really started by that friend.
Yes.
So yeah. That was next year I said we want to get matching shirts. Not everyone seems to agree with that, but, you know, I'm going to push that.
You're all about the merch.
You are
all about the merch, yeah. For sure.
So maybe next year my bow will be that we all played in the same shirt, but I feel like one guy said yes and two guys said no.
Well, do other people in this said golf tournament match? Like, is it maybe...
One foursome did.
Oh, they did. Because it would be one thing if, like, nobody did that, then you're just... But, you know, if people are coordinating, you might want to hop on
there.
Well,
most people are not.
But most people are not.
Right.
Okay.
And the four that did coordinate had a blue that would be... I don't even know how to describe it, but it was
like, it just the same shirt or did it, like, say something?
It was that blue on the end, on the left end. What would that blue... No, this over here.
Oh, this? That's like a coastal blue.
Coastal blue.
Yeah. Coastal blue for sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'm happy that you had a wonderful time. That's
great time.
Sweet with your friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So I think we've both gone through our bows and lows. It was a lot of events, I feel like, recently. Just like one thing after another. We had a engagement party last night went to, which was lovely, for my cousin Katie's wedding. And it was at their home and it was like a lemon theme. I posted a picture. It cleared up, not to talk about the weather again, but it was raining all day. So luckily they had a tent, but it ended up being a gorgeous night. So
gorgeous,
that was
night,
super
great
fun.
Party.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun party. That was last night. And I don't know, just went out with my childhood good friend on Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Speaking of people we've known forever, who's recently graduated and moved back to Cleveland. So that was super fun. Happy to have her here. And yeah, that was just a good time. And now it's Sunday. So should we move on to the second bulletin point of our agenda today? And I have the agenda, I don't know what is going to be said with this second point or any of the other points.
It makes it a real conversation.
It does make it a real conversation.
Yeah, we didn't practice this. We have no idea.
We have no idea. Well, you have an idea. You have a legal pad with notes.
I do.
And multiple pens and a portfolio.
I love my pens.
My goodness. Okay, yep. So what are the new things that you are using?
So part of my low was I hurt my arm.
Yes.
Again, I'm embarrassed to say that there's any pain. Very, very. I didn't hurt my arm, kind of. So I have decided that I'm going to do yoga.
No way.
Yeah.
You've never done yoga before.
No, sorry about that noise. I did Apple Fitness. So I got to tell you, Apple Fitness app, anyone ever use it? Amazing.
Really?
Yeah. It's got everything on it. Meditation, yoga, strength, stretching, biking, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you name it. So pretty jacked up. I did yoga last week. I did the beginner one. And I was pretty excited about the Apple Fitness app, which now I'm using for my high intensity interval training, which I did two of those on Friday.
Wow.
And they were really hard.
So is it just an app?
It's on your phone.
Okay.
You just go to type in fitness and all of a sudden
Free?
Yeah. And I'm guessing most of your listeners are like, it's already been there for a long time. How'd you never know? So I don't think I'm landing somebody on the moon, but I am using it and I'm pretty excited about it.
Good to just bring it back to everybody's attention. Perhaps they have used it and haven't, you know, used it in a bit. And this just reminded them. I have never used it, but might try it.
Yeah. The high intensity interval training one was incredibly hard.
Intensity interval training. Okay.
Hit. Yeah.
Is that how you hurt the arm?
Okay. No, I'm doing that because I hurt my arm. So I'm doing weights to see. I'm like, come on, how hard can it be?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die.
No way. And you work out every single day.
I did 2 30-minute hits and they were no weights, all body movements and jumps and stuff. It was impossible. Burpees. Yeah. So Apple Fitness to everybody. Free, I think, is, I think if it's not free, it's really, really cheap.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is fabulous.
Yeah.
And if you have an iPhone, which I'm assuming you do, just pull it up.
Yeah.
Start running around.
And then I read an article about Apple Maps versus Google Maps, and I've been using Apple Maps more. For all those people who are using Google Maps, Apple Maps might be better. when you're driving and you have traffic, mm-hmm. they seem to be as accurate as Google Waze, if not better.
Wow. So we should just be using all Apple apps. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So yoga is my big thing, and then HIIT.
When have you done yoga this week?
I did it last Sunday. I might do it later today. I mean, 30 minutes, stuff like that. I need to stretch more.
I'm so tight.
I'm tight too. I don't think you are.
Well, no, not as tight as you, obviously, yeah. But
I'm the tightest person. I've been always tight.
Yeah.
I should do yoga. It's hard too when you get into it and you really like.
Plus when you're doing those big workouts like throughout the week like that, it is good because it's still a workout.
Oh, it is.
But you are, you know, kind of resting, loosening up a bit, perhaps.
Yeah. I did stretching and yoga, and I felt fantastic. I think it's something that I've never really thought about. So out of my tiny little injured arm, my wing.
Your wing.
I've learned
a from clipped that. Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, these are really great suggestions.
Well, so the other one, hold on.
No, I'm not. Continue. I just want to say, is this still on point two? Like how many? Yeah.
Mm-hmm, this is the last one. the other thing I'm trying to do, I'm trying to use my left hand more.
And why is that?
Build brain cells. Try to do things that are uncomfortable and unusual.
I love it.
Yeah.
And what have you done? No, I never go out of my comfort zone.
No, I'm not. So, no, like I can spend my, with there goes a guy in a moped.
Yeah. Where did he come from?
I don't know.
I've never seen that person before in my life. The characters that whiz past these two front windows are just normally, we've had a couple scooters. Most people are just, why? That man was just like.
He seemed very happy though.
Gunning it on that moped. And what's with the mopeds that everybody's been getting recently? We're not in Italy.
I don't understand. I'd love to get a moped.
Yeah.
But we don't have one. But I don't understand the moped and electric bike. I mean, why can't you just use a bike?
I guess because it's like street legal.
But I mean, so, just use a bike. Like I don't like.
You mean like use an electric bike or like a bike? Use a bike.
We all go for bike rides.
We haven't gone on one bike ride this summer.
Elizabeth and I have gone on bike rides when she runs.
Oh, well, yeah. But I'm saying like a family bike ride.
At the beginning of the summer, we went bike riding. Like when we got in here, we went to Linwood.
We did?
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. But my point is that.
Okay.
My point is that I don't understand. I love the electric bike idea and the moped idea, but I think if you get injured, it's worse than if you just fall off a bike.
I'd like to talk to somebody. Maybe if he's parked out at the beach, because I saw another one parked out at the beach. Like, what is the draw? I mean, yeah. I guess like we have the golf cart, but like that makes sense because you can fit 4 to 5 people on there.
And carry stuff
and street legal, and it's like good for taking stuff back from the beach. But a moped to me just seems like you are in such a rush to get somewhere, you know? Like it's only one person and I need to be going at top speed, but in a very small, compact baby motorcycle way.
Just ride a bike. So anyway.
Anyway.
But I'm trying to use my left hand so I can spin my pen, and I got to use different parts because it activates different parts of your brain. So getting out of your comfort zone.
So like if I start using my left hand, you think like it'll.
I brushed my teeth with my left hand this week. Is that strange? It is. No question.
Okay. I mean, I feel like we've heard this throughout the years, like to
yeah
to activate that other side. Or what is that called when you're ambidextrous? When
yeah,
you can
that's
use
it.
Both. I bet those people have so many new brain cells being stimulated.
I bet they're creative. Mom is left and right-handed. She would be ambidextrous.
Yes, she is left-handed.
With for tennis. She throws right-handed.
I almost feel like people who are left-handed have to learn how to do a lot of things. Because I think that we favor right-handed people.
Yeah.
So they have to become accustomed to right-handed ways, which actually ends up helping them more.
Probably does. Yeah. So I'm that's my...
Okay. So you're using your left hand more. That's a really easy thing that we can all start doing.
Yeah. That's my self-improvement tips for the week.
I wonder if there's any way of tracking if that like helps you in any way, shape, or form.
Hold on.
You've been placing every single day you have been putting out my vitamins for me.
Yeah.
And you leave a note, which has been good. So... I've been taking what? Magnesium?
Magnesium and D3.
And D3, yep.
And Mom has those little cute note cards.
Yes.
They look like business cards, but they're rounded
edges.
They do
look like business cards.
And they have a little sailboat on it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I leave a little note. Emily, have a great day.
It's different every day, depending on what we're doing. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I take a picture of it every day.
Yeah, so that way, there he is again. But I put the vitamins out and a little note. And so now I've started doing that for you and for Mom and for Elizabeth.
You added like a fish oil the other day.
Well, you said your tummy hurt.
Oh, yeah. My stomach hurt.
Yeah. So I didn't make that a regular. I think D3 and magnesium are really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured it's a way to get you kicked up.
Yeah. I just wanted to highlight that because it's been very consistent with it every single day for me.
Yeah. I mean, that's a couple weeks.
No, it's been a while. It's been like a long July. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably it's been July. Yeah. It's
plowing through those note cards.
It's fun for me. And then there was one day I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And you actually said something.
obviously I said something. I was like, where are my vitamins?
Well, you actually said, where's my note? Which I thought was cute.
Yeah, I said, where's my note first? And then I followed up with vitamins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be feeling improvements with those vitamins? Or
I think
so. Or just like a silent.
You're so young that I'm not so sure you'd feel anything. Maybe it helps you if you were to get sick. Maybe you don't get as. I mean, certainly D3 is a great way to help your body recover faster.
Right.
So you get it from sunlight, you get it from, but D3 and magnesium are the two that I think would be great for you. I mean, you could start taking vitamins like me.
You take a lot of vitamins.
I think, yeah.
Okay, so is that everything that is included in the second point for new
and
things?
We even added stuff.
We did add things, because those are, I added the things that I have been using that are new.
Which look what happens when you have an agenda.
I know. Somebody did make a comment about that the podcast is kind of disorganized.
I thought it was a good point.
No, yeah, I think it was a really constructive criticism. I like criticism when it's constructive and, you know, nice for the podcast because at least they're listening. They want it to be better.
They weren't haters, so they
were. No, totally. I think it's a really good idea.
Plays right into my, you know, having 4 points.
And what better person to have it than the speech and debate, you know, background?
Yeah.
She had no idea that that comment, you would take it and just run with it.
She might be a speech and debater.
Maybe. It's your people.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, number three, we're going to be talking about artificial intelligence.
I feel like it's been all the talk. At least it is for me, for all the things that I read and listen to. And so I thought it would be something that would be interesting. At your age group, I don't think that you guys are as worried about it as probably older people, because it's like if you're 8 or 10 years old, I think it's just the way life is. At your age group, it's something kind of cool. But I think it's something to talk about as to how it will impact. And so I brought it up as a topic.
Should we be worried?
I don't think that we should be worried. I think that we should be responsible in the way we respond.
Okay.
So we'll talk about artificial intelligence.
Please do.
So it kind of came out of nowhere in November of last year when ChatGPT went live.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was started by Google and then OpenAI 5-6 years ago. Those two were kind of competing with each other. And then OpenAI came out with ChatGPT. And everyone's worried that artificial intelligence is going to take over the world and we will be working for some cyber overlord. I mean, and I suppose that's a potential outcome.
Right.
But I don't see it that way right now. And so for those who aren't using artificial intelligence like ChatGPT or Claude.ai, those are the two that you can use to ask questions. Midjourney is something that you can actually say to it, please make me the picture of a beautiful sunset in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And it will actually make you a rendered picture of that. And the more detail you give it, the more detailed the picture will be. Mm-hmm. So you can type in and you'll get it. So it's kind of cool. But I think that it's something that your generation, people who are moving into the workforce, should be aware of, because when you had fire and then you had tools and then you had electricity, we've always had things that have evolved. And now we've got something that some people argue is more important than the invention of fire, which is a pretty big invention.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I would say that you have to be thoughtful about how you respond to it. For example, our friend, your friend, who is a journalist major, right? I think that if you were a journalist major, that is a great thing to be in this day and age, because artificial intelligence gives you an answer, but how do you know it's right? So you have to investigate it, and you need people to be the researcher and be the investigator. And I think that if you look at artificial intelligence as something that paralyzes you and that you got to be worried about versus something that's an opportunity that you got to respond to, I think that what it is going to stress is less of a need for maybe writing articles. Maybe it writes it for you and then you clean it up. But I do think it really stresses a need to be social, because artificial intelligence doesn't have friends. Artificial intelligence doesn't go out into the world and create relationships. I do think that if you rely on it too much and sit at home and worry, meeting people, going for, remember that walk thing that you did?
Mm-hmm.
With all your friends, I think that is stuff that people need to reconnect with people as a way to keep creativity, keep relationships, help themselves advance in their career. And I think that everyone's looking at what it could do, but I don't think they're looking at what it can't do, and it can't be a human.
Mm-hmm.
And to be human is to be social.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you have to look at it and say, I need to get out there. I need to be social. I need to create relationships. And the relationships are what bind us, what makes us communities, gets us jobs, makes us friends. So I think it's a tool that could be scary, but it's a tool. I don't think it's ever going to, you know, build a home. It's never going to do stuff that can be physical, and we are physical creatures that need to be in community. So that's my little tip. I think that artificial intelligence is not a good or bad thing. It's a tool. Mm-hmm. And we need to respond by not being stifled in our concern. We need to get out there. And I think it's a problem in your generation. I think a lot of people sit behind the computer, behind their phone, get out there and...
I think that's a really actually, I didn't know where that third point was going, but it was a positive take on something that could be quite unknown.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that.
We used it in our job to do a bunch of things that probably would have taken 3 or 4 days. We inserted it. We attached some stuff to Claude.ai and it came out with the answer. And a person who works for me was freaked out because he said, well, that's my job.
Right.
And it just did it it took us probably 15 minutes to compile it and 30 seconds for it to answer it. And I said, yes, but there's other things that you could be doing. And there's other things that you could be researching. And there's other people you could be talking to. And it's great that artificial intelligence is going to help you get a reservation faster. But when you get to Fiji, do you want to talk to a computer?
Right.
Yeah. So I think it allows you to do things to be more human. And everyone's focusing on how it's going to make us less human. And I think we have to respond by being more.
Wow. That was so... deep and insightful. I don't even know how to respond to that because...
Well, a lot of your listeners are probably in jobs that they're worried are going to be wiped out.
Yes.
Right? Oh my gosh, I'm a researcher, I'm a writer, or I do marketing, and it's going, okay, great. Well, then use it as a tool and get out there and meet new clients.
Right.
Go to the cocktail parties and meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
Go have lunches.
Mm-hmm.
Get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shake it up.
Shake it up. Was that Terry told you to shake it up?
Is that Tyler? Who is that?
Taylor Swift.
Shake it off. Uh-huh. Shake it off.
Yeah. Well, I think that was a fabulous synopsis of artificial intelligence, and I like your take on it because it does make sense. It is a tool. I see it a lot with people my age kind of doing it to get, this is just on a more lighthearted note, like new LinkedIn profiles.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like a tool right there to be used in your career. Now, is it kind of terrifying how close that it can get to how they look? Yes. But to your point, it just frees up time to do other things.
Yeah. I mean, it frees up time to do other things, to have discussions that make connections with people. And I think the connections and the creativity that a human has, at least now, is still greater than what you could get from artificial intelligence.
Absolutely.
So a conversation with someone is going to be far more valuable than the repetitive work that maybe you had to write a LinkedIn post. Well, here's the 10 bullet points. Please write it for me. Boom, I did it.
Yeah.
I think it's going, you have money to buy time. You don't have time to buy money. So if artificial intelligence could get you more free time, then at least on that level, it's pretty good.
Right.
And, you know, I do think there's a dark side. People break into it. You hope that governments and people responsibly develop it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's very true. Yeah. But that's that's a good take on the whole thing.
Yeah. Get out there, meet more people, become more social, because artificial intelligence isn't and can't.
It will never, hopefully.
No.
Well, it won't.
I mean,
it won't.
A robot's going to be walking? I mean, think of, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about artificial intelligence. Just let me digress for 1 second.
Go ahead.
I think that artificial intelligence will become really valuable when you get to a stoplight that's red. And you're at an intersection and there's no one there.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, it's going to take over the world. If artificial intelligence can't look at a intersection and see that there's only one car and there's no other cars coming and just make it green permanently, I mean, that would be... So when that happens, you know, cars can't drive themselves. I don't care what anyone says. I've got a self-driving car for a minute, but it also stops periodically when it sees a squirrel in the road.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So that's not good.
No.
So I think we're still a long way off, but... I think it emphasizes human contact, which artificial intelligence doesn't.
That was fabulous. And this is what you get when you come to Bose & Company. You never know what you're going to learn about today.
Yes.
And he was brought in for the big topics that we needed to be brushed up upon.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, thank you for discussing this very pertinent and pressing matter.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
What else would you like to share? Number four?
Number four is I listened to a couple of podcasts this week about a bunch of things, but it seemed to continue to harp on the idea of being grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to a lot of stuff this week that being grateful is a muscle.
Yeah.
And you got to be good at it. And I need to be better at it because I think it's something that you can practice. I think it's healthier for you and it probably makes you live longer and have less inflammation.
Inflammation.
Yeah. No, I mean,
inflammation. Yep. You gotta watch out for that silent killer of information.
Yeah. Well, that's what kills you, by the way.
I know.
Am I boring you?
No. It's honestly like, I'm just like the wrong moderator for conversations like this. So I'm trying to respond as like intelligently as I can because these are so important. So.
Yeah. And what did Buddha say? That if you seek revenge, you need to dig two graves.
Right. He did.
Because it kills both of you. So we gotta stop that. I think of like my dad, for example. Here's a good story. People like stories. My dad was orphaned at the age of 5. His parents said, I'll be back for you in a week. They never came back.
Mm-hmm.
He went to an orphanage, and then he went to a high school that he lived at with a bunch of monks, and then he got into Notre Dame. And later in life, his sister, who had lived with the parents, had asked the other siblings, who were also sent away, to help pay the bills for my grandmother, which I thought was a little bit unusual that you would ask the ones who didn't live there. And my dad paid them.
Yeah.
And that is a guy who's grateful. And right. I never forgot that. So I think of my dad, who gave support financially to his sister when he really didn't need to. He didn't owe it. But I think he was grateful for how he turned out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they chose certain kids to keep and raise and others they gave away. So right. That's kind of crazy. I don't know how you would be.
They chose one to keep. Yeah, and then the other three were raised outside of the home.
It's wild to me.
Yeah, but he still was willing to pay for the support of his mother, whom had didn't raise him. And that's an unbelievable act of humility and gratitude. And so, I got to be better at that. I always got to be better. Always every day, right? Every day you're learning. So gratitude as a muscle. Gratitude. And if you think of it as a muscle, you're like, I got to work at it. It's not something that you either have or don't have.
Well, I actually think that compared to the average person, you're probably very good at practicing gratitude, but you just have such a high bar for things in life. Like, I mean, I think we had a gratitude journal for years.
We did, yeah.
And I think that's why Mom did it. You know, it was like 5 things or why did I think it was like 7 things? It was like a random number. And then we would share with the group. I think we've talked about this before. But you've been bringing up gratitude more so the past week. But I do feel like you are very grateful for everything in your life, but you are just like such a hard worker.
Yeah, I'm kind of intense, I think.
Very intense. And I think that...
like the podcast with 4 points.
Yeah. But that's why we love you. And that is what makes you you. What are the steps that you've taken?
The little notes I give to you. I think
for
that's
gratitude?
In the morning.
Yeah.
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 I think I just try to be more aware of being appreciative of what I have.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could pull back out your gratitude journal.
I am using that more. Yep. I read the book of Job. Is that, I mean,
anyway. Read the book and told me all about the book.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it's for almost those, like I read it.
Yeah, it's a really good story about a guy who gets punished by the devil. And then God, what does the devil say? That God, I can turn this man against you.
Mm-hmm.
For all those who haven't read the book of Joel, but you probably all know it. And then this poor guy gets, his family gets murdered and his kids get murdered. Everything bad possible happens to him. And even then, at the bitter end, he's still grateful for his relationship with God.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's just whether you're religious or not, it's a great story.
It doesn't matter. Right.
Right. It's a great story because even in the face of every possible bad thing happening, he still had faith and he still believed and he was full of gratitude for that faith. And that's a bigger, I mean, there are some people that you know, no matter what happens to them, they're in a good place. They're happy.
That is true.
And there's some people you know that no matter what good happens to them, they find what isn't.
Yeah.
And that can't be healthy. And you don't want to hang out with people like that.
No.
You want to hang out with people who do find the good in others and are, you know, I am very grateful that I was the youngest of 6 kids and that my father, who grew up in an orphan without any money, provided a life for me that
right.
I'm fortunate to have.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't deserve that. I was born the youngest of 6.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful for his hard work. And as I get older, I get more grateful for what he did.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
But when someone said it was a muscle, I'm like, you know what? I take vitamins. I work out. It is a muscle and I need to get better at it.
I think also it probably long term, you know, we could track it. It does make you happier.
It's got to.
It's got to.
Yeah.
You can also kind of pinpoint. I mean, it's hard to sometimes like look at yourself but you can pinpoint people in your life like, oh, that person's very happy. They're very grateful for everything they have. You can kind of see it in the way that they move throughout life and who they surround themselves with. And then you can see the more negative people who me or internalize stuff.
And you want to do more for those people that are full of gratitude.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, and you don't do it because you want to reciprocate. They just tend to attract people.
Yes.
You know, you feel like, oh, well, they're nice and they're responsible and they're responsive and they deserve it.
And if you want to be around people like that, then those people want to be around right. you who acts like that. And you want people to be around you because we got to fight off that artificial intelligence.
But what do they say? Like a manager is someone who leads because they have the title, and a leader is someone who leads because you want to follow them.
Oh.
Yeah. And a leader is probably someone who's also full of gratitude and humility.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like you're quite the leader. Well, I'm so sorry. That. There's three boys walking outside of our
yeah, room. With a cute little dog.
Yeah.
What a beautiful day. I am so grateful for this beautiful day.
Where did those, I'm so sorry, where did those boys come from? What house do they live in?
Are they cute?
I've never seen them before. They're definitely visiting. We're in this like such like insightful conversation. I'm like, I don't know. They have a cute dog.
Yeah, they have a cute dog. Can't really tell that their hat's pulled down.
Yeah. Interesting. What would you say for those listening at home would be like an easy actionable step to practice gratitude? Because I'm just thinking of myself, if you're listening to this and you're my age, like it can get hard. Comparison, I think, falls into being grateful, and feeling like you're behind could maybe fall into not being as grateful. So what would your suggestion be for somebody to get better at being grateful?
Well, I think most of your listeners are women.
Yes.
And I think a lot of them are your age.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important for them to realize that the social pressures that they face are on some level artificial. That they, you know, the comparison that you do to yourself, to others on social media, is not real.
Right.
Pressure you feel is real.
Oh, yeah, the pressure, yeah.
Right, so you are applying real pressure in a situation that is reasonably artificial.
Okay, right? That makes sense.
So yeah. If you, and women especially, use their brain differently than men, and women connect their whole brain to come up with answers. Men compartmentalize their brain and they focus on an issue differently than a way. And as a result, a woman can apply greater pressure to herself. So I think if you step back and you say, this, a lot of this is being applied to me. And I remember reading the, what is that guy's name? The Meaning of Life. It was a great book about a guy who was in the death camp in World War II. And he said that the only thing that makes us human is how we respond.
Mm-hmm.
And everything before and after that is in response to our response. So when someone is rude to you, mm-hmm. it is that moment that makes you who you are.
Wow.
Yeah. And from that moment on, there's other reactions to it, but it's how you respond to a situation that makes you who you are. And I think that you have to train yourself. Like, you know, maybe you get off your phone, go for the walk, reach out to more people that are human versus comparing yourself to people on Instagram that maybe aren't.
I think a gratitude journal.
A gratitude journal would be a good start. Way
to, I gotta bring that back out for myself. Yeah. That's a good reminder for me.
I think you can go for a walk in the woods and be full of gratitude. I think you can pray. You can meditate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think just being aware of your situation that is probably full of pressure that we didn't face when we were your age because of social media. And, you know, being grateful for other things. Maybe it's as simple as taking 15 minutes out of your day, writing in a gratitude journal, and going for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of ways to manifest your gratitude.
I also think that, you know, it kind of what goes around comes around. Like it does kind of come, but you just live this like bright life.
Yeah, go volunteer, right? I mean, volunteering is a form of gratitude.
100%.
Yeah, so I don't know. Well, you know, and plus volunteering is also very social. You meet friends, you meet people.
So true.
I loved it when we were younger. We had a lot of organizations. I mean, still am, but they were much more social. Like you did it because you wanted to meet people. And
yeah.
So I think there's a million ways to show gratitude. Maybe don't get angry about something. And maybe just not getting angry with someone, trying to understand their perspective, is a form of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that handling, if Job can have the devil do all of those things to him.
Yeah.
And he still believes, and he still has faith, and he's still full of gratitude, then it's how you respond. And how you respond is what makes you who you are.
I mean, I just see, like, when your dad responded and prayed for your parents, that's...
I mean, his other two siblings said no.
Oh, they did? I didn't realize that part.
Yeah, they said no. He picked up their tab.
Oh my God. So there were
four of them. And three of them had been sent away, and they were all asked for a dollar or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked up the tab for all three of them.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that is a form of gratitude.
Yeah.
And he was almost showing that gratitude to himself, because I don't even think his mother knew, because his mother wasn't in good shape, and the sister who had asked wasn't really showing gratitude.
But like the fact that he didn't even harbor any...
Right. Imagine that. And he's 92, by the way, and he's in good health.
Yeah.
You saw him yesterday.
Yeah, I did
see
him
yesterday. Like, you look at him, and the guy, he left a voicemail for Mom 2 days ago thanking Mom for having him here at our lake house, and he just left a really sweet voicemail.
Yeah, because he was here last week.
That's gratitude. The guy didn't, no one told him to call. He just picked up the phone and called.
Yeah, he was thanking her again last night.
Yeah. Mom kept the voicemail. She was so happy about it.
Yeah.
So people who show great gratitude are people you don't forget. So I would aspire to be better at that.
That is amazing, actually. I don't know if I could do that if my parents dropped me off and then the one child who was raised asked for money.
Yeah. But he will tell you that he was lucky that he was raised by nuns, that he was lucky he was raised by monks, and that those monks got him into Notre Dame, and that he was lucky to get into Notre Dame.
And yeah.
That had he not been treated the way he was, he would have been a different person.
I mean, I guess that is actually so true. That all happened. And then from there, he was able to...
But you could easily be filled with resentment. My parents left me and I was raised by
I don't know how you're not filled with resentment.
Right. He loved it. He was in the Hall of Fame for the orphanage or whatever. I mean...
Yeah. No, I know. We always heard about it. Like, It wasn't something that was... He always talked about, like, I was basically an orphan.
Yeah.
But imagine now with... I mean, like, in today's culture with people... We all need to take a step back because that's like he did not victimize himself in any way, shape, or form.
No, he looked at himself as if he was very fortunate.
He was the lucky man.
He had a terrible stuttering problem.
He did have a terrible stuttering problem.
Till he was 17, he could barely speak.
Yeah.
I mean, he would stutter so much. And then he had to learn how to speak Slovenian, because the monks were in a neighborhood and they told him he had to go out and learn it. And if he didn't go
Wait,
and get.
What? He had to speak Slovenian?
Because the monks, their Benedictine monks were. Slovak? God, I really wish I knew this better, because for all of the Eastern Europeans who are of that ethnicity, whatever. He learned an Eastern European language.
Yeah.
Because they were all Eastern European monks. And they would test him by saying, go to the grocery store. And the grocery store would be run by Eastern Europeans who were speaking a different language.
Oh my God.
And he had, yeah, it was good training.
Yeah.
But here's a guy who was stuttering, who had to learn another language.
Yeah, the stuttering, I mean.
Yeah.
And no, like, speech pathology or any therapy. He just had to, like.
There was no therapist back then.
No, that wasn't even an occupation or like a department.
So he might just be genetically a grateful man.
Well, that's also something else.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's fortunate in that sense that he can take any situation and see the good in it and be positive about it. I think most situations I see that it's, I mean, how could I not, given all the advantages that I have? So it's, but I mean, easily someone could be like, I got screwed. I lived in an orphanage with these terrible nuns. I lived with these monks, and then, but he didn't.
No, I always feel like he spoke so highly of it and
credited
it to, and then like got along with his siblings. I feel like when I was, right? His sisters, I feel like.
His orphanage actually was recently sold and I was involved, and they tore down a bunch of the cottages, and he was in cottage number 8 and I helped that cottage stand.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So there's still a, he's still on the wall for the Hall of Fame there.
Yeah. I mean, help.
He donated money to the... Well, he was big into the Irish... He is big into Irish causes.
Right.
So since his parents were from Ireland, he very much was involved in Irish causes, bringing over Catholic and Protestant children in the 80s and finding them families for the summer, and they would play and learn to get along.
Yeah.
He was huge in that. Huge. Did a ton of stuff for Irish stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Just really an upstanding citizen.
Yeah.
He's also the only other person that I know that... So his full name, like his real name is John, but he goes by Jack.
That's pretty common for Irish.
Like, oh, is it like an Irish
like
thing?
Like John Kennedy, President John Kennedy. Everyone called him Jack.
Why is that though? It's the same.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because Jack could also just be a first name.
Yeah.
Or no, is it always John?
I doubt there's any Saint Jack.
Oh, okay. That's right. What it's probably. But how did Jack come from John? Like, where did that?
Good question.
If anybody knows, let me.
Yeah, as a kid, Dad was always called Jack. Everyone who knew him growing up was Jack. Everyone who knew him professionally called him John.
Right.
Which I don't understand, because Jack's a cool name, right?
So I love the name Jack, yeah. So I just have always, even when I was little, I was like, wait, he has two names that are the same, spelled the same.
But not really.
In the same letters, four letters, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's not really a nickname, it's just like a...
I guess I just grew up with it, so it didn't mean anything to me. But you're right. When you really think about it, how does...
Oh, I've always thought it was so...
How does Jack turn in? I mean, how does Terrence turn into Terry? I guess I could see that.
No, that makes more sense because it's a shorter part version of your version of your name.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I don't know. I never thought about that.
Yeah. I think about that all the time.
It's a good name, though.
It's a great name.
Yeah. So that would be the lesson of Grandpa.
The lesson of Grandpa is
Job,
you have to be grateful, everyone. And that is a fabulous reminder even for myself because it's so easy to just get caught up in everything.
Especially with social media.
You're
not grateful. It's the opposite. You are filled with a jealousy, I think.
Completely.
Right. And jealousy is probably the exact, what would be the opposite of being grateful? Jealous. Right? What would be the opposite of being grateful? I'm very grateful.
I mean, you're ungrateful, but what does that manifest into?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose jealousy is maybe kind of...
Jealousy, I think comparison.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't know.
Spiteful.
We should look it up.
I don't know.
What would ChatGPT say?
Right?
We could check it out.
Type in what is the opposite of being grateful.
The opposite of being grateful is... unappreciative. Overall, ingratitude stems from a lack of acknowledgement and appreciation for the positive things, experiences, and people in one's life. It is the opposite of recognizing and openly expressing thankfulness. Jealousy is not directly the opposite of gratitude, but the two states of mind are incompatible with each other. It's kind of almost the opposite, but not exactly. Pretty close.
I think it's a side effect.
Look, you'd rather be full of gratitude than full of jealousy.
100%.
Yeah, and I think the pressures that your listeners have are filled with the comparison that you see on social media of what oftentimes isn't even real.
Wow. Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this clip. Maybe I'll make it a soundbite. Seriously. Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
I have to say that to myself daily.
Right.
Constantly.
Be filled with gratitude.
Be filled with gratitude.
Yeah.
In whatever profession you are in.
See, that's what happens when a listener writes in and says we need to be more organized. This is what happens.
I think that we should dedicate this entire podcast to this listener because I think we have just come, we've had such a wealth of knowledge we brought to this podcast because of the agenda.
Yeah.
Really, it all comes back down to organizational skills. At the end of the day, I really liked this agenda. Yeah.
How do we end?
You're very accountable. You keep people very accounted for.
Yeah.
You could be an accountability coach.
I suppose on some level I am with my team.
No, but just like you put out my vitamins every day. I've had my vitamins. You bring an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You're also just like smart. So that's probably it.
I don't know. I think routine makes things easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know what to do every morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to Terry's top 10 tips if you need more information on
Should we end on a joke?
Please. Do you have a joke?
I do.
Was that actually part of speech and debate?
You would throw
a joke in.
What you do is you'd start with a joke. And then you say, that brings us to our question today.
Would it actually be a funny joke or would it be like?
Oh, God, I would rip them up.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Back then you had to steal jokes from like late night TV or whatever. Like you couldn't.
Oh.
You go to the library or you had to write it yourself. Now you can just ask the Claude.ai or ChatGPT.
Write me a joke.
Yeah. So that's what I did. So before the show began, here is a dad joke. Why do bees have sticky hair?
Why do bees have sticky hair?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
Because they use honeycombs.
Oh, wow. That was cute. Yeah. Very summery and fun and light. That's wonderful, Terry.
That's how you'd end it. And you'd have, you know.
Yeah. And then you'd walk off, right?
You'd walk off. Yeah. And then I would win.
And then I would win because I'm the best. It's easy to be grateful when you're number one. I'm kidding.
Humility comes naturally to me.
That's so funny. And then I would win.
Yeah.
And absolutely. We love that for you.
Yeah.
You are quite the winner.
I probably should write down be grateful and humble. But, yeah.
Baby steps.
One thing at a time.
One thing at a time. You can't have it all. Oh, my gosh. Well, on that note, this was such a relaxing. Yeah. I don't even know how long we've been talking
about for. An hour.
Well, fabulous. I'm so happy that you were here this week, that we got to talk about these important and pertinent conversations. And be sure to, you know, check back for next week for our next week's episode. If you want Terry to talk about anything else, you know where to reach me.
Yeah.
And we'll
put it together in an agenda.
We
listen to those comments.
I am going to make sure that next week for my episode, I will have an agenda.
Nice.
Whomever I have on will have an agenda. to make it more organized.
So until I am on here again, it's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful week, everyone listening at home. Always thinking of you. And remember, do you want to say it with me? That everything is better with a bow. Bye-bye now.